there and friends. We have a Sunday school after this, so you're more than welcome if you'd like your youngsters to go through to that, to send them through. Now, what we do, you see, at this time, we've been doing a series, and it's a book that was written by a man who lived hundreds of years ago, and his name was Molly?
John Bunyan.
John Bunyan. And the name of the book that we're looking at the moment, Grace?
The Holy War.
The Holy War. Okay, The Holy War. I'm sorry, we're sort of quite a way into the story, so perhaps you'll pick up some of it if you don't already know it there. But this is a description of a city called... Timothy.
Mansoul.
And where does Mansoul stand for? What does it stand for, Charlotte?
Like our soul.
Like our soul. And we saw how it was under the power of Molly?
Diabolus,
who is the race?
Devil.
The devil. And how it was liberated. It was set free. And who came to set it free? Who came, Charlotte?
Emmanuel.
And he stands for? Well, anybody might be able to guess that one. He stands for? We'll come back over here then. Stanley.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ came and set Mansoul free, and he's now reigning there, and everything is so different, and it is so wonderful. And he speaks with his people, and he lives in Hart Castle, right in the midst of the city. So there he is, he's in the Christian soul. Christian is born again of the Spirit, and Christ is now reigning in their hearts by faith. Wonderful. They communicate with each other, and he gives to all his people a lovely robe. What colour do you think that robe might be? What colour do you think? Stanley?
White.
White. Why is it white? Why is it white there? Molly?
Because no colour is purer than white.
Because no colour is purer than white. And this stands for... Well, what does it stand for? What is this robe of purity and white? What does it stand for? Molly again?
Righteousness.
Very good. Righteousness. What's that? All these questions I got today, haven't I? What's that? What's righteousness? Good answer. What's righteousness? What's righteousness? Well, it is being upright and being holy and being a person whose heart is set for God, which is really what Jesus Christ was, wasn't it? He was always upright. So we're given a robe here, which is basically his righteousness. His uprightness and his goodness and his purity. And so when God looks upon the sinner, no longer does he see the sinner, he sees his son, because he sees his son's righteousness and excellence and perfection covering the sinner. And the people are, well, how are the people, do you think? How are they feeling about this? What do you think they're thinking about this, Charlotte?
They're really, really happy.
They are really, really happy. It's a very good time for them. But... who still lives in the city? Charlotte again.
Diabolus has some of his servants.
He has. Diabolus, the devil, still has some of his servants living in Mansoul. They got rid of quite a few of them and put them to death. But there are still some lurking around. They had to go a bit undercover because they knew that everything was going a bit against them, but they haven't completely gone. What's that a picture of? What's that telling us about there? What's that a picture of, Molly?
The devil is still lurking inside Christians.
Still inside. Well, in that way, yes, he's still got a place where he can poke around and can create mischief even in Christians. Now, in the city, one of these Diabolonians is called Mr. False Security. Right? Mr. False Security. And he begins to speak to the people there of Mansoul. And he begins to say to them, oh, we are in such a wonderful, wonderful place. We are so happy here, and we're so secure. Nothing can go wrong at all. So I know what we'll do. We'll build some more fortifications. We'll just have a few more kind of defences there. So you see, nothing can come into the city. Not much use, though, is it, if there's already trouble in the city in the first place? So I think, well, it's wonderful. We're protected and we're defended. What a great idea that this is. So there he is, and he begins to win the confidence of some of the leading people in the city. What kinds of people do you think these are, Timothy?
Lord Wilbywill.
Lord Wilbywill is very impressed with Mr. False Security. Who else do you think might be? Molly?
The recorder.
Yes, he takes up a bit of this. The conscience begins to say, oh, this is very good. And the Lord Mayor, Lord Understanding, he says, we are very safe here. Well, this is really good. Everybody, we can begin to relax. Let's have a few extra feasts and things. Let's have some sport. And everybody kind of, begins to sort of sit around feeling extremely comfortable. And less do they think about whom? Whom, Charlotte?
Emmanuel.
El Shaddai. They used to go and visit him in Hart Castle a lot, but now they kind of don't do it so often. And they don't think of him so often. And they just think, oh, we are so happy and we're so secure here. Everything is absolutely fine. We could just do what we like, really. And, their heart, you see, and this happens to the Christian, their heart just becomes more and more lacking in love for the Lord. And we begin to think less about him. And we begin to just think, everything is so easy and this is so fine and we don't have to worry about anything. Oh, Mr. False Security, he's been busy here, hasn't he? And Emmanuel sees this happening. So Emmanuel says, well, I'm going to have a word with Lord Secretary here. And who's Lord Secretary? Molly? That's the Holy Spirit. And they are very, very sad. And they try to sort of warn Mansoul, Lord Secretary sort of tries to speak to them because the Holy Spirit lives in the Christian. And when he sees the Christian less and less on fire and less interested in the Lord, he begins to try to shake the Christian and wake the Christian up. But Mansoul just didn't want to listen. Lord Wilbywill and Lord Understanding just didn't want to know a thing about it. So they think this is very sad. And so Emmanuel decides he's going to do this. He's going to leave the city. He is going to go back to the courts of his father El Shaddai and leave Mansoul to its own fate there. If they want Mr. False Security, then they can have Mr. False Security. Mr. False Security is thinking, this is going really, really well. I've won the confidence of the city now. And he throws, therefore, this great big banquet for them. And they're all sitting there thinking this is wonderful. Except one of the citizens of Mansoul, a Mr. Godly Fear, is not happy at all. And he begins to talk to Mr. False Security. You've deceived everybody. You're making us all feel so comfortable when really our joy and blessing was in obeying Emmanuel and having him at the heart of everything and obeying him and doing his will. And you've made us feel all so relaxed and comfortable as if nothing could go wrong. And we're losing. Emmanuel has gone. Suddenly, they begin to wake up. And Mr. Recorder, Mr. Knowledge, the conscience, what have we done? And he's shocked. We have failed to think about Emmanuel. We've not gone to speak with him. We've not shown our love to him. We've just gone coasting along in our own way and thought everything will be fine. And he's gone. And this is shocking. Lord Wilbywill and Lord Understanding, they're going, this is awful. So, on the next day, they all start preaching. And say, this is dreadful. Oh, Mansoul, this is dreadful. And they're beginning to really understand the dangers of false security. And so must we. That if we are Christians, then if we just think it's a matter of just, oh, everything's so easy. I'm saved. Oh, I don't have to pray anymore. I don't have to think about Christ anymore. Look, it's all so safe and easy. You're on the path downwards. You're a word beginning with B. You're what, Timothy?
Backsliding.
You're backsliding. You're going backwards, not forwards. So Emmanuel has now gone. The city is suddenly waking up to the danger it's in. And we'll have to wait till next week to find out what happens next.